to think for yourself and to get information from other sources, to get your own experience in that. The number 13 is a quality of the mind which has something to do with being greedy and being greedy for nice things all the time, just selecting that what is pretty and lovely, what you call lovely, might not be in reality. Somebody else may call it not so loving, so good and pretty. But we should become aware, as explorer and as practitioners of widening your heart and your mind, we should become aware of this quality in ourselves, which is greedy only for the nice things and pushes the others away. And why it is stressed is because this greed, reaching out for just the good, is a separation of things which aren't so good and a closing off to part of life, which also is life. It isolates and it deprives me from experiencing the whole spectrum of life, all what is there. And also it does make strong the factor of clinging, of being attached. So be aware of this quality in us. And when you catch yourself this greed for just the good things, relax, sit down, and train yourself, look around where it's not good things, and look a little bit to that. Be aware. You see, we are apprentices. We are apprentices of the mind, of the clear mind, of the understanding mind. Therefore, we are only talking about qualities of mind, or things of, or aspects of mind. All is mind, but only aspects of mind. The whole thing is mental energy, which is in us constantly expressing itself. And here we had qualities which are expressing themselves in ourselves. The fact that we talk about it, and the Buddha asks to look at it and to practice it, is because it isn't enough developed, and far not enough for the opening of heart to make metta a real full state of being in myself. And number 14, that is a little less spiritual one. The only real spiritual one. The others are very, very down-to-earth qualities. It's when we practice them, bring us to the spiritual atmosphere. But the number 14 is a little spiritual quality. And that says you should become aware to stay away from that what the wise ones don't appreciate. What minds which have had insight into their nature and understand and have gone a little bit ahead of you, what they do not praise, what they do see as unwholesome and not wise, that is what you should leave alone. In other words, to follow the good. So, and here, these are now the 14 steps which through attention and through willingness toward my own growing, we can constantly busy ourselves in, constantly develop, and like a gardener cultures his plants in the greenhouse or outside, constantly attends, balances, takes weeds out, brings water, balances in such a way that the plant which he wants to cultivate grows and brings fruit. In the same way, we are constantly culturing the mind, the great mind, the mind of my Buddha nature, of my awakened mind, in such way. Today we talked with regard to these 14 qualities which are helping to widen my heart, to widen my mind, to give establish and to develop metta within myself, to make my being metta. And there is nobody who could call himself or herself being on the spiritual path, who is not practicing and perfecting these qualities. You are not on the spiritual path. You are not on the way of self-knowledge if you are not consciously developing qualities of metta. So you see, it is a matter of education, of self-discipline. No one can do that for you. I can talk about it with you. I can tell you the Buddha invited us for that. He said it is necessary. And I can tell you it is so, but you have to do it. There's no one possible can stand there behind you and push you to that. It is above all this practice, it's self-discipline, it's self-education on the matter of heart, of widening my being. And that is actually, in a way, a very beautiful thing, because it is we cannot be angry with anybody or never feel that something is imposed upon. We really begin to take responsibility for ourselves here the more we realize of this self-education, of this self-discipline. And you know, it might sound maybe harsh speaking of self-discipline or self-education. I have to be all very strong with myself and pushing, but it isn't so. The moment you start working with this, you have actually right away also some good feedback. You experience the goodness, the fruit of such self-education, and it becomes as time and your praxis goes on second nature, a very pleasant thing, a very natural thing. You unfold in a very natural way, not to see right away, like a fruit, a tomato, on the plant, you don't see that it is red with once in 1 second. It takes a long time, and you don't even notice it, how it develops. But yet, as it develops, you cannot see it, that it is grown from yesterday to this day so much, or has ripened so much. No, you suddenly notice it, but you cannot really see the movement of the ripening. It is so gradually, but you can notice it when it takes place. And in the same way, it is with the practice of opening your heart and developing metta and loving kindness, or developing the assisting qualities for that, the 14 of which we talked. It's a gradual, very gradual. And you don't notice it, for you can't demand it. It must be here, or it will be tomorrow or there. No, imperceptibly, not so sudden. And therefore, to remember this is very important. It strengthens the factor of patience, and it makes you feel. I think good, and it's very helpful to know of this process, this gradual process, the gradual ripening of the fruit, the gradual ripening of my being, the gradual unfolding toward my all loving kindness to my own completion, to manifest what I also like to call sometimes, to my real mature humanness. Now I wish you all very good practice and careful attention where you have to practice more and where you already have practiced or you have already developed. Bring them all more into full being and happy practice. Thank you. Now, let's get up, stand away a moment, let us breathe out. Notice your standing and also the being balanced now between the two feet on the floor. And see where you would like to stretch. Maybe we like to stretch up our hands, or well, let's try this first. And let it breathe out and relax. And maybe only one hand, and somehow the opposite leg. Let it stretch across your standing. And relax slowly. Let it breathe out. Stretch again the other hand and the other leg. Notice a stretch across. across your body. Mm-hmm. And release very slowly. Let the feeling be in the tension. Mm-hmm. And once again, both hold them together, join them, and let them go above you. Mm-hmm. And relax by holding them together above your head, but relax. And now bend backwards and let the head fall backwards and the shoulders too. Mm-hmm. Not too much, don't strain. Gently return. And bend forward. Let that upper spine bend softly open. And come disjoining your hands and to standing. Not so long. Might be too much for your head. And let us perhaps feel a little attention to our neck, which always is feel stiff. Turn it so as so you would look behind your shoulder. Down, all the way down behind your shoulder. And return gently. Let your shoulder drop as you come back. And pay a moment attention to your standing. See whether you really have given time for this and expansion. Now to the other side. Turn really behind your shoulder and look down if it's possible. But know that your eyes are open and then return gently to the center position again. And see how you receive the standing. Are you breathing out or in? See how much you permit around the hips for your standing and in your pelvis. Now let us pay a little more attention to this by bending your knees and going halfway down. Let that take your hands for balancing if you need it before you. And bounce a little. Yeah, make it a little limber. And up. And all the way, very gently, just extend. And notice how it stretches and extends on the feeling, which becomes stimulated. And now gently again, down with the hands off, and have them before you now. And to the side, and dance around to the other side, through your knees, and up. And I think we let your hands come down. See, we probably need lots of oxygen. Let it come in. You breathe in. Now just very few motions we will do just to collect our mind more, to concentrate. Let us open our arms like this, but you have to, like this. With the palms down, turn them up, bring them together above you, and let them come before you in the same way, and open them and let them fall down. Now, remember what we did. Once again. Up to the side. Turn. We close. We bring them before us. And we go to the side and let them fall down. Once again. Turn. Up. Before you. And you part. And you know that you part. And with flat hand, with the palms down, and the palms show toward your sides of the body, you hold them next to you. And again, just concentrate to turn. Thank you. That is enough. Let us quietly sit down and allow now the last few minutes more to sit. It is already 9:30, but I think we are generous tonight with sitting and sit another 15 minutes, and then close. So let your mind, perhaps in these 15 minutes, make a journey through the body or go to places which draw your attention, where you feel a lot, or just stay quietly with breathing. You choose what is best for you. Or do all of it, breathing and observing sensations.
Thank you.
you please or do you want to stay and sit more? I want to stay here with Leif and with Björn. I need to talk about things. So, please take your rest.